BJ and Jamie.
Oh, here we go. Rock'em Sock'em Robots, man. The BJ Jamie Morning Show. Live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alos 1059, the Odyssey app is where you can find us. Absolutely free. And take us anywhere you go. Podcast, everything is going to be right there for you. Good morning. Welcome to a Tuesday. Hello, Carson.
Good morning, PJ.
How you doing, Carson?
I'm good, actually.
I wish we had
some Rock'em Sock'em Robots here.
Yeah, we used to. Somebody stole them, I think.
Who jacked them?
Jamie bought some.
I do remember that.
Yeah, she bought a set of Rock'em Sock'em. Man, I used to love those things. I got to get Frog some.
Oh, he would love it.
Yeah, that's one of those toys. Hey, Jamie.
What?
Who stole your Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know why, but just out of my mouth this morning, the first thing I said, welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, your version of, radio version of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah.
But we used to have some in here, didn't we?
I bought them.
I know you did. Yeah. I just told Carson that.
Yeah.
Jamie bought them for us, for her and I, to Rock'em Sock'em.
So we could just, you know, get our aggression out.
Yeah.
And so, because I always love the sound of the,
the
head.
When the head goes up.
Yeah.
And somebody took them.
Yeah, I know. Whatever.
Everything gets stolen around
now
here.
Now in a bad mood.
Oh my God, you shouldn't be. I have some, it's going to be hard to tell you.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got some compliments yesterday.
Well, let's stop the music. No. We need to take about an hour and a half and talk about this. Yeah, well, hang on. Let me turn down the music.
I'll tell you off air.
No, we're going to talk about it here. I don't get a lot of compliments, Jamie.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I forgot what they said.
All right. Tell me, what was it pertaining to?
You.
But me in what attribute of me, of self?
So it's a man. There's this man. His name is Garo, right? He owns Bud's Bar.
Garo?
Uh-huh. He owns Bud's Bar.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for whatever reason, he really likes
it. Is that the guy with the fancy house?
They showed you, yeah.
Yeah, you showed me the pictures yesterday.
Yeah, you want to be friends with him.
This guy lives a high life, man.
Well, he actually doesn't. That's his wife's house in Palm Springs.
Oh.
He's very, like, he wears overalls. Does he
ever go there?
No. He's really down. Because we used his real name, so let me just defend him for a second. That guy is the most down to earth. Like, his wife, it makes it, because she's fancy and he's not.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even drive like any kind of fancy. He has a pickup truck. He's like the Sam Walton of Sedalia.
Well, not only that, he has his marriage together because I need to buy my wife a house in Palm Springs.
She's got her own house.
Well, that's what
I need to send her to Palm Springs. Yeah.
Right?
It's worth it. That's the way I'm looking at it. You buy your wife a house in Palm Springs, really nice. She's going to want to spend some time there, and you stay here.
Right? That's what happens. And by the way, that's what he was saying. He's like, I really relate to BJ. I really like him. Like, he doesn't want to ruffle his wife's feathers or anything. He just wants to be chill, like, happy wife, happy life. Just, and I was like, what? And he's like, I don't know. I just get him. Like, he's just easy. He's not easy.
Yeah. I'm very easy.
You're not easy.
That's me.
You're difficult.
Spadell, am I easy?
Easy.
Easy.
He's not easy.
That is not the word to describe
you. Easy. I got to beat Garo.
Garo.
Oh, Garo. Yeah.
You know how I told you one thing people have is their name and you have to respect it? You still haven't learned that.
Yeah. I know, Jamie. It's a flaw.
Yeah, it's a big flaw.
It's a big flaw.
Very big. Well, now he doesn't like you.
I may have to jump over to Bud's.
I know, right?
Yeah, take maybe a little sit down. Have a little powwow.
Right?
Me and Garo.
With your people.
Yeah, my peeps.
Just whatever your wife wants is like how he lives. Like, whatever your wife wants to do.
I'll find out if his wife is lonely out in Palm Springs and send my wife out there with him. Use that house for her getaway.
Right? No.
Maybe that's what I do.
Are you ever going to go? I asked him, I said, are you going to ever go out there? And he's like, I don't really fit in out there.
Something I've seen.
Yeah,
man, the pictures you showed me, though, I mean, that's a world of difference for Bud's.
Well, right. I mean, the guy wears overalls all the time.
I like it.
Like, his wife is trying to get him to wear nicer clothes, right, to go out there.
Yeah.
And he's like, what if I get corduroy overalls?
Yes.
I'm like, no.
Carpet overalls.
That's what I told him. I said, humans don't wear carpet.
Guys that are like that, or women that are like that too, that have a lot of money, but you would never know
never
it.
Know.
You would never know it. That is so impressive
it
to
is,
me.
It is, right?
Because if I had a lot of money, you'd know it. I'd be that a-hole.
Right? But they always say, like the people that are like kind of on the edge, you know, they try to show off more. But the people that like don't need to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like George Maloof flying Southwest, right?
Yeah.
Like, he flew us private on a jet, but he flies Southwest. I'm like, what? He's like, it's just cheaper that way.
Yeah. I don't know if I could pull that off.
I know.
I really don't, because I think I'd be a flaunter.
Well, and not only that, but you know, Bob and Jamie are on a private jet, but you're on a Southwest flight in a line. That seems weird.
Yeah.
He's like, but I fly it. So he was flying from Vegas to LA so much that he's like, it's $49 each way. It's like, why would I spend $30,000 each way?
That's why he's rich.
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
that's why he's rich.
There's that.
All right, it's the beach age. What's it snowing?
Yeah, little flurries.
The flurries?
Yeah, I mean, not, you couldn't even barely see it. You have to look at the street light.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
And it's like one. It's like,
all right, just getting started. A couple of things this morning. Tate McRae, we have those tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:20 or so. But then there's a big concert announcement today at 8 o'clock.
Isn't BJ's just so great? I just really connect with him.
Yeah. By the way, on TextNet, if you want to compliment me too, all you got to do is just text in this morning, 51059.
You have a big I don't even know about this concert.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
I'm going to bring you in a one sheet.
None of us did.
What time are we announcing?
We just got an email a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we did?
Yeah.
Is it another concert they're not going to give me tickets to?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Yeah, you're not going to get tickets.
Okay, cool.
The ticket days are over around here.
Like, I literally can't even get tickets to take my friends to Alice in Winterland.
That's crazy.
It's gotten tight.
And then the one concert I wanted to go to, right? Imagine Dragons. I wanted to go to. And then Mike is like, yeah, I'll get you backstage and everything. All of a sudden it comes up. They're like, we don't have any tickets.
Well, I will keep you up to date, Jamie, on when they go on sale.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So you can get in line.
Get in the queue.
So you can get in line and get your tickets. God. All right, we'll announce it coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. A lot on the way. Stand by, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Podcast there later today. It's free, too. I just looked at a story of a job that I would not want. The Zoo Lights open up this weekend.
Okay.
Zoo Lights. 3 million lights.
Wow.
They're bumping it up this year. 3 million. Where the hell do they store 3 million lights?
Right.
And how do you keep the strings from being tangled?
Oh.
That I can't even imagine that job. 3 million lights at Zoo Lights this
weekend.
Well,
how many does the gardens have? Remember, they do.
The botanical gardens?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't even imagine this. I thought maybe, you know, 500,000, maybe. It seems like a lot of lights to me, but 3 million lights. You're in charge of putting these up?
You know what I'm disappointed in? Last year, remember I bought those stick trees that had white lights on them?
Yeah.
And I bought like 20 of them. Way overdid it.
Oh, yeah.
But they looked beautiful, right? They're white sticks.
They are nice.
They're white birch trees, and then they have white lights on them, and they look so good. Well, now everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
It's like the new trend. Yep.
Yeah, you started the trend, didn't you?
Well, I didn't start it, but I think everybody saw how cool those things are. Not from me, but just from social media or whatever, like I did. And now it's like overdone.
Now, do you mean everybody in your neighborhood is doing it, or is it just
on
online?
Social
you're just seeing it a lot.
All over the place.
I will tell you, I love the white lights.
I do too.
I think they're just elegant looking.
They're clean.
You know?
Yep.
That comes from a very sensitive BJ this morning. I know elegance when I see it. Okay,
so tell me what happened. You had to leave early yesterday, and I never got an update about your inspection.
If anyone has ever had to get permits for, you know, a basement that you're refinishing or building a shed out back, getting permits is like pulling teeth if you do it on your own, okay? Some people have the contractors do it, but then some people do it on their own. I've been trying to do this. So yesterday.
Can I just tell you that my roofer, right?
Yeah.
It's at Jesse Roofs, by the way. He's really great. He just went out there, met the Douglas County inspector, and then they just signed right off on it.
I wish I had my plumber and the permit person met at my house yesterday because it would be so much simpler. But for some reason, I can't seem to get that to happen.
Oh.
So the inspector comes yesterday for plumbing. Okay, I've got to have three inspections: one plumbing, electrical, and structure framing.
Okay,
so the plumbing guy comes out yesterday with his notepad.
And you're Jeffco, right?
Let me just tell you, yeah.
Okay.
Let me just show you how it was. And he's an older guy, got his Carhartt jacket on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, got his Timberland boots on.
He's ready.
Blue jeans, you know, going down into my. Didn't say a word. I knew I was in trouble. When a guy doesn't talk to you, you're in trouble.
Did you try to be funny?
Yeah, I tried that. Well, I didn't try to be funny. I tried to be his buddy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they're like, oh, God, this guy.
I wasn't telling pull my finger jokes or anything. Okay. But I was trying to be his buddy. Hey, man, how you doing? Hope you having a good day today. How many stops you got today? You know, just asking
questions. You were trying
questions.
To smooth.
Yeah. And he's like, in his head,
buddy
he's like,
up. I was trying to buddy up to get a clean inspection, right?
Yeah.
Boy, he wasn't going for it at all. No. So he got his little note. And he had a fancy notepad. He had one of those that's metal that opens up.
And
got all of his pens lined up
in there. Official.
Wait, he doesn't have just an iPad? He had an old fashioned.
He's old school.
Metal one.
Oh, yeah. Where you get the yellow copy underneath. He's got his copy. I got my copy.
Right.
He signs off on it. Give me the exact time, looking at his watch. I mean, it was just, I mean, to the book, okay?
Wow.
He finds three problems.
Oh, no. And plumbing?
Yeah, and plumbing.
What were they?
Yeah. Well, we need a Husky band around one of the pipes. I guess the guy that I use, he put just a, you know, some type of metal band. But I got to have Husky.
Oh,
he said, you
got
to have Husky.
The Husky.
Then there was some AVV or AAV box or something that was missing.
Oh, the AAVV box.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah. With that, it was missing, Jamie. And then there was another pipe that led down the wall to another pipe, but it wasn't connected. He goes, where's this going? I said, I don't know. That was my answer, Shabadil. I don't know. Well, what do you mean? He goes, it's got to be connected to something.
Oh.
I said, huh.
Probably got a point on that.
He goes, well, that's another check mark right there. So you got three problems here, pal.
Oh, wow.
You got three problems. Here's your copy. And he left.
And that was it?
That was it.
And
so
what about
I failed.
The electrician?
So he shows up at 10:13 and leaves a placard on my door because I show up at 10:20. And clearly, I had told him that I won't be home till at least 10:30. Even the plumber had that on his notes. He won't be home till 10:30. He showed it to me. And the electrician
did that on purpose. He saw that you weren't going to be home until 10:30. He's like, I'm going to go by at 10:13 so I don't have to do this crap.
Hold my beer.
So frustrating. I swear. I rushed out of here yesterday, and the plumbing guy didn't show up till like 1 o'clock.
Oh God!
So I sat there for 3 hours, and you can't nap.
Right.
Because
no,
you might miss them,
they
right?
They can come at any moment.
Yeah.
So I opened my front door and put my dogs right at the front door because I know they'll bark.
Yeah.
In case I need an alarm.
Yeah.
So, and it worked
because
I was dozing off when he showed up and my dog's like, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, whoa, somebody's here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
we have a restaurant that has bought the other side of their restaurant and it's been there for, they bought the other side like 6 months ago. And I went in the other day and I was like, when are you going to open? And they're like, it's completely finished because it's been 6 months that they had it finished and they can't get two permits.
Oh my.
And so they're paying rent on it and they can't open
and
it
they
the
can't
other
even
side
use it.
They can't open the other side. I don't know what it, I didn't ask.
I will tell you with the permit office, and first of all, they were extremely nice.
Yeah.
Okay. They apologized for the guy showing up.
You already said bad things about him.
Trying to backtrack.
That was Jeffco, right?
Yeah. Permit number. And I will tell you, they're very punctual as far as not on the
Look
time.
Watch him do this.
I know. He's trying to navigate that.
But you called, and they literally could do next day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't have to at least wait. You don't at least have to wait, you know, 2-3 weeks, but it might take 2 or 3 weeks before you pass the inspection.
Oh, well.
Man, I tell you, it's been a pain.
At least you're not paying rent on a restaurant that you can't open up.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know,
So. You're exactly right. It could be worse.
I feel like the Dugco people are real super cool. They just come out there and sign off, and they're like, let's go.
Yeah.
Those Jeffco people are asshats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Played right into that one.
Yeah. Yeah, he, you
know,
just
I agreed.
Mean, I felt like he didn't have to write me up on the box missing. He didn't have to write me up on the Husky. On the Husky.
He did. He's doing his job. Safety. Never takes a vacation.
But I do understand the pipe that goes to nowhere.
That's a little concerning.
I kind of had questions about that when I called the plumber. I'm like, hey, buddy, I got three things here. What I really have a concern with.
Right?
We have a pipe that goes to nothing. He goes, where?
Oh, no.
I get nothing. It goes to nowhere. It doesn't connect to anything. He goes, huh. Can you send me a picture of that?
And did you?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
Yeah, I never heard from him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, God.
Oh,
that's not good.
Yeah.
So I don't know where that goes from
here.
So
thank God for the inspector, really.
Hey, the pipe to nowhere.
Yeah, right?
What the hell is this all about? Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget a big, big, big concert announcement, 8 o'clock this morning. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, we can all breathe easier.
What's that?
Beyonce was not paid a dime to show up at Kamala's appearance.
Oh, really?
Yes. That makes me feel better because I was like, dude, you blew through your money because she was there for like 3 minutes and didn't sing.
No kidding.
And if you paid $10 million, that's some bad accounting.
Yeah.
You
know?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. So Beyonce's mom, Tina, said that she did not get a dime at all. In fact, she actually paid for her own flight for her and her team and her glam squad, and they didn't pay a dime.
Man, speaking of which, I mean, they blew through $1.5 billion with that campaign. And now $20 million in debt.
Well, no, I guess they already made it up. They got
how did they make it up?
Because she was they got contributions afterwards. I guess it's paid off now.
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's what I read.
That's good.
Yeah, so.
I heard she was going to fight Jake Paul. To get that $20
million. I mean, you might as well, right?
No,
if you get $20 million to dance around,
I'm
in. I'm
serious, guys. I heard that.
Really?
Kamala, take it on Jake Paul.
I mean, what I saw, she could. I mean, it's fine.
Exactly. No one's going to get hurt.
Exactly. That's fine. All right. I'm excited about this. You know, sometimes just when I get a chance, I'm not like a huge fan, but I do enjoy it. When I get a chance, I'll see The Voice. And I guess last night, I think it was, oh my gosh, now I can't remember his name. Snoop Dogg again cried.
He did?
Again.
Oh. I don't like it.
He's so sensitive.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Why?
Because he's street, man. He's got cred.
Yeah, well.
Cred doesn't cry.
Yeah,
you've never seen that
gangster
slogan? Yeah, you can't cry and have cred.
He's not street anymore. He's with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, you can't be street when you're rolling with Martha.
Yeah, right? I mean, those gang days are over when you're hanging out with Martha. Anyway, yeah, so, you know, he had cried like a week before. This is Snoop Dogg on The Voice. And that's because this kid was singing about his dad or whatever he lost. And then, he didn't lose him. Like, where's my dad? You know, he passed away. Somebody said, you can't say lost, because then that sounds like you can find him. I'm like, sorry. That's always in my head now.
No kidding.
Yeah. My friend who had parents pass away. I say lost. I lost my dad or I lost my mom. He's like, don't say that. It's like they ran away.
I guess I've never thought of it like that.
Well,
it's like, that's kind of funny. So it's always in the back of my head. I stumble on it when I say that now. I'm like, passed away. Anyway, and then last night, I guess he cried because he couldn't figure out who he wanted to pick.
He was that confused?
He was so,
and it made him cry?
Well, it is hard. Send
somebody, you wouldn't cry.
I would.
Because you can't figure out who to pick.
If I had to send somebody home, I might cry.
I mean, it's literally, you have their future in your hands.
I mean, you really do.
You'd cry.
Oh, yeah.
I think you might even cry.
I don't cry.
Knowing that you could destroy somebody.
No.
You cried at Marley and me.
That's a whole different ballgame.
And Michael Jackson's funeral.
Was that not?
Yeah, don't even forget about that.
Child molester's funeral you cried at.
Yeah.
I can't defend the Michael Jackson one, but Marley and Me, if you don't cry at that, you're a monster.
Yeah, you're a monster. You are.
I never saw it.
You are. There's a big difference between Marley and Me and The Voice.
There really is.
Have you ever seen The Voice?
No.
Exactly. No. All right. Well, anyway, tonight I'm kind of excited about it because MGK will join Gwen Stefani on The Voice as her playoff advisor. And they say that you know, he did a really good job, I guess. He gave like everybody some good advice. And this is while Megan Fox, his girlfriend, are they married? I don't know. Anyway, she's knocked up and he's on The Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So they're...
Spadil went to school with him.
I know.
Yeah, right down the street, too.
Sold him weed, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Crazy.
It's a small
That's
world.
Our connection to MGK.
Yeah. Right?
Spadil sold him weed in high school.
My God. 6 degrees.
Yeah. Right? Sat next to him in science class.
There you go. Yeah. It counts. I'm here for it.
Yeah. Miss Colbath.
Was
science
it good
class.
Weed or was it skunk?
Oh, no, it was good. It was AK-47. Yeah.
Wait, whose class?
I was in Miss Colbath's science class.
Oh.
Yeah, freshman science.
Who?
Sat next to her.
He said it three times now.
I thought you said cold ass.
No. She was a good teacher. I like Miss Colbath, yeah.
She said cold ass.
Miss Colbath was a great teacher. He did say that.
That's what I thought he said.
Okay, anyway. Let's see here. Madonna. Oh, my God. She went to, I think it was the Gram. She asked fans for their input, asking if she should make the story of her life into a series or one feature film. Thoughts? A series or one feature film?
I would just go one film.
Yeah. Like 1 hour long, too. Let's not make it too long.
We don't need a lot of Madonna.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Well, you know, it's like I feel like I've already seen most of her life because I watched that one. Remember, like you guys were probably not even born yet. She came out with this album and the movie. What was it? Remember, it was like shocking.
She had that backstage movie. Remember that?
Well, it came out with a book. Yes, and it was part of that. But what was it called?
I don't remember.
It was a book, and it was the movie, and it was like so shocking because we saw her boobs and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was like into like you know S&M and stuff. Yeah,
it was a great movie.
She's all sexy.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember. Anyway, so. It was one movie, and it did really well. I feel like, don't we know about her life, kind of, like...
Yeah, I don't have a desire to see it, but I think she's got enough fans it would work.
And, like, fast forward to now, is she going to put where she got on stage and licked from a dog bowl on there?
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
During one of her shows, she actually did that.
I'd put it in.
Why did she do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right, well, I missed that one. Doggone it. I'm just mad at her because truth or dare. Yep, thank you. Truth or dare.
That was it.
Truth or dare. Anyway, I'm just mad at her because we had to wait. Oh, I saw her about, 5 years ago? And we had to wait forever. Ever. Yes. Oh, my God. And that DJ was just playing and I'm looking at Taya and I'm like, my God, it's like 11 o'clock. I have to get up in the morning.
And you're just sitting there watching the DJ perform.
And she hasn't even started. Whatever. So let's hear. Kim Kardashian has a Tesla robot. Don't know why.
Huh?
You think that Elon's trying to get in her pants or something?
I don't know. Unless that robot is.
We don't know. Yeah, because that's weird that she has the Tesla robot and it's not available, right? It will be. It's for $20,000 to $30,000.
Well, somebody's defending Madonna. Madonna's an icon, you asshats.
Oh, we were called asshats. It's so early for that.
I agree with you. 110% Madonna is an icon. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. But.
Yeah. I mean, we're just saying, do you want to see a feature film with her?
Right.
About her life.
Don't you feel like we've all seen it?
Yeah, I feel like we've seen it. But, man, she is an icon. There's no doubt.
Yeah. Somebody else said, BJ, if you'd hired a decent contractor, maybe they'd meet your inspections. That was from earlier this morning. Next time, try Productive Electric. Oh, a shout out to Productive Electric.
Oh, Productive Electric. Yeah. What are you doing later today?
Let's hear. Finally, the last story is that Pete Davidson has checked into rehab for our mental illness. They say he's in really, really bad
shape. Again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just got out.
Yeah. It's his second time. I feel bad for him. They say he's in pretty bad shape this time around. He's not in a good place. He had broke up with his... with Maria Gorgas or something? I don't know who
she
is.
Yeah, she was on The Bachelor.
Okay, so I guess they had just broken up, and they'd only dated for a couple months, and he checked into rehab. It says at least 4 times in the last 2 years, and this will be the second time this year, he has been open about his struggles with mental health. So, yeah, I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, I don't know why he ever left Saturday Night Live.
I know, because he was doing great on
that
show.
Yeah, people loved him.
I don't know either. I think he was just trying to get the Hollywood thing going, you know? It's more money, for one thing. So I think he was just trying to advance his career. You know, a lot of people use that for a stepping stone.
Well, I understand how it works, but I'm saying, you know, for somebody that... Because you know how you're on a schedule?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what he needs.
He needs, like, a routine.
Yeah, that he always needs to be doing something instead of waiting for the... You know, so they go and they audition.
That makes sense.
And practice and, you know, just some kind of schedule where he's not just over here on, you know...
I tied back to the Kardashian curse.
Oh, yeah, that's
every
right.
Every guy that gets involved with those women. I mean, I swear, they go nutso. They do. Look at Kanye. He's weird, man.
Lamar Odom.
Yeah, Lamar Odom. He was on a stretcher from a hoe house up in Vegas.
But you guys, that's only 3 out of 3,000.
Every NBA player that's been with him has lost their career.
Yeah.
Tristan Thompson.
I mean, but odds-wise, it's fine. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on a Tuesday. Little bit of snow in the area, they say.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.